New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Oh, good morning, everyone. Hey, Stephen. How you doing?
Yeah, a bit tired. Started off a bit late watching the Jets last night, but good spirits.
Where did you watch them at?
I went to the GR with a mate of mine, Reese. Yeah, we went and watched it. What's that, in New Lambton or whatever,
GR.
They had like a little event on, which was nice. So there's lots of other diehard fans there, and we enjoyed, obviously, a successful result.
Yeah.
How's yourself, anyway?
Oh, very well this morning. But it's this morning so foggy out there.
Oh, high beams on.
Yeah.
On my word.
I felt like I was in Gorillas in the Mist, and Jane Goodall was going to be in my passenger seat and pointing out, like, gorillas near Sandgate Cemetery as we drove in.
But it's the worst it's been in a while, isn't it?
Yeah, very foggy. But, you know, that's life. Bit of it'll clear up, I'm sure. That's what the sun does.
How'd you manage tackling it, Jess?
I didn't put my high beams on. I can never tell if that actually works or it just makes it worse.
More reflective, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Placebo effect makes me feel safer. So.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Sorry, anyone else coming the other direction.
You lucky. Got smashed. Oh, very good. Look, the Jets as well. Now, you were saying before, Stephen, that the result was so close.
Yeah. Well, they shouldn't have taken it to extra time, really. I was a bit frustrated. I thought I was home in bed for 9 o'clock and then more football to be played. And normally I'm a big advocate for free football. I'm like, yes, any extra time's free. I'm not paying extra for it. You know, I'll get to this. But, you know, when I'm looking at the clock and bedtime's slowly creeping up, would have liked them to get the job done in regulation. But anyway, a win's a win, I suppose, isn't it?
It's great, like, for the Newcastle Jets to win. Like, it's such a good start to their next season. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah, well, that's it. And the Australian Cup's nothing to be scoffed at either,
exactly.
You know? And it's good, like, there is good prize money up for grabs as well.
So. 100%.
How much is it?
Well, it depends on how much you, like, you get money for every round you progress, I think. But I'm not sure what the lump sum is for the actual winner. But the further you go, the more money you get as well. So every win is, you know.
Every bit counts.
Yeah, it's cash in the back pocket, basically.
Oh, very good. Oh, well, fingers crossed they get more wins is all I can say.
Yeah, hopefully they do.
Oh, very good. It's now 5:06 as you wake up with the Novos. And, of course, we'll do a local news chat up next here on UFM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter. UFM's First at Five with Jess.
Now, this inquest, we were talking about it yesterday into the disappearance and likely death of a Hunter teenager is resuming this morning, Jess. What's the latest on it?
Yeah, so yesterday the inquest into Zach Barnes started. His whole family was at the coroner's court in Sydney. Mum, stepfather, brother, two younger sisters. They've been calling for this inquest for years. As we were saying yesterday, Zach disappeared on the 13th of November in 2016. He was last seen getting out of a car that he was in with friends and wandering off into bushland near Thornton Railway Station. So the inquest heard yesterday, you know, what the next couple of days are going to be about the events leading up to that day in 2016. Apparently, Zach had lost his job. He was trying to pay off a debt. His friends noticed he was really upset and crying and just really out of character for what Zach usually was. And there's also going to be discussion today about what the emergency services response was, what police did, what emergency services did when Zach was reported missing. His family concerned that, you know, they did not move fast enough. So we'll see what happens today.
Jeez, it's a tricky one, and hopefully they get some answers, is all you can
say. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you hope for, though, I suppose. That there's a bit of closure and some answers, and fingers crossed it doesn't happen to any other families moving forward. That's all you can wish for.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Changing pace a little bit. After a bit of a scare last night, the Jets, they're through to the Australian Club playoff.
Yeah, so they're probably feeling pretty comfortable heading in towards the end of last night.
So was I.
You were ready to go to bed, Stephen.
I was.
So we opened the scoring in the 18th minute. Trent Berger, Archie Goodwin, our young legend of the Newcastle Jets, he was put on the field in the second half, scored again for us. We were sitting pretty at 2-0, but then Victory decided they wanted to score a couple, finished a 2-2, went into extra time after injury time as well, and ended up going into a shootout that we won. So that means we're into the round of 32. We're going to host Brisbane Roar on August 14, and hopefully win that too.
Now, well, that's not too far away.
Overall, you're happy with this, Stephen?
Yeah, overall.
But you're a bit upset as well.
Oh, there is... it's tough being a Jets fan sometimes, isn't it? Like, there is no other team, I don't think, that could have... 92nd minute of 94, we're up 2-0. And then somehow concede two goals in 2 minutes to take it to extra time. I said, flood everyone back. You don't have to score. Don't worry about scoring. Just don't concede. Oh, and even if you do concede, then grab the ball and boot it out the pitch or something. Make them go chase it. Oh, waste time. I don't know. I was blowing up. I was blowing up deluxe. We should have been up 3-0 as well. Archie Goodwin had one that was disallowed for offside. Not offside. They just don't have, like, the video ref technology in Darwin where they're playing it, so they can't check it. He was onside by a mile, and that's definitely not coming through my, like, rose-tinted glasses, my one-eyed Jets glasses.
Oh, well.
We won anyway. It would have been...
That's the main thing. Yeah, we won.
I would have been in such a sour mood if I stayed up later and we lost the penalty shootout. I would have...
Fuming.
Yeah, it would have been a different show today. Yeah, it would have been a different show today. That's all I'll say.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Let's check your traffic now. New FM.
Stay Port Stephens. Holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au. The Novos. Winter Escape.
Yeah, Cravo, how good's this? We've been flogging it a fair bit, but it's got merit for it.
What a competition. And it's so easy to enter.
We get to this time of the year. Yeah. Where, you've got a bit of the mid-year blues almost.
That's right.
When's the next holiday coming around? It's coming around with us. Like you're about to say before I rudely interrupted you.
Nah.
So easy to get involved. Make sure you just head to newfm.com.au. On the win tab there, you'll find the competition, of course, where you can register. It's like under tab, $1 million house, something like that.
Yeah, you
big
look.
Picture of it.
There's a picture of the house. Right? Sort of Hampton-style beach house. Click on that. And then once you've done that, bosh.
That's
all
it.
Info's there.
Details registered. And then, of course, we're picking one lucky person throughout the week for the next couple weeks to go and have a two-night stay at this, like you said, Hampton beach-style house for up to 8 people. I mean, minutes stroll from the beach, all that good stuff. Newfm.com.au, the place to go, of course. Stayport Stephens, holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au.
That's right. Or win with us. To wake up with the Novos here on Newfm. And we head up north of Newcastle to Queensland for this next story, Stephen.
Right, okay.
This guy has... There's this video basically circulating online of this guy being pulled out of his car, arrested at a McDonald's drive-thru.
Well, so he's driven through, he's made his order, obviously.
He's made his order, he's got his way around to the collect the food window.
Yeah.
And then the cops have just grabbed him and dragged him out of the car. And this is where the video starts.
Did he order a Filet-O-Fish or something like that? Because they should be dragging him out for that. That's criminal.
Well, that is a crime, and that'd be understandable.
Absolutely.
But this whole situation is a little bit different. So they've pulled him out of the car and taken him away. Car just sitting there right at the order pickup window.
Yeah.
And this is where the video kicks off. Have a listen to his reaction of being arrested, rather.
Am I the one out in front of here right now? I'm resisting because I'm the one at the front of the lawn, mate.
Because you drink driving.
I want me happy meal.
All right, give
me happy meal.
He just wanted his toy.
the panic in his voice at the end of it. He's like, I just want my toy. It's like the cherry on top, isn't it?
You know what? I think we need to listen again. It's just so good.
I'm the one out here right now. Yeah, I'm resisting because I'm the one at the front of the lawn, mate.
Because you bring driving.
I want me happy meal.
All right, give
me
happy meal.
You know what I'm saying? I want me toy.
In his defence, they probably could have arrested him before he got to the front of the line. That is heartbreaking. He's next in line. He's next to get his food. He's been dragged from the car. That's gutty.
It looked like a busy night in rural Queensland. So obviously, he's probably waited ages, to get to the front of the line and then, bam, arrested.
Well, that's it. And if you didn't gauge it from those two listens, because it is a bit hard, the audio is not great.
Yeah.
It sounds like he was pulled out because he was a little bit tipsy behind the wheel.
Oh, yeah. It seems like he'd been drink driving, which is an absolute no.
Absolutely. But do you reckon, in a hypothetical world, if we were back, yonks ago, where, the death penalty was still in place, what do you reckon his final meal would be? Any guesses? They were like, you're about to get the chair, mate. One last meal.
It'll have to be a happy
It'd
meal.
It'd have to be a happy meal, wouldn't it?
Well, where else are you going to get the toy? New FM.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, that's right. This is our competition where you just have to, I guess, play detective and figure out what the three things, what the theme is between the three things that we give you.
Yeah, exactly. So you kind of, if you can pick the pattern between the three, example I like to use often, Crevo.
Yeah.
Is if I were to say to you, picnic, cherry ripe, Turkish delight.
Crevo.
Go
I'd buzz in, I'd go chocolate bars.
Exactly. If you can figure out that kind of stuff on, you know, early in the morning, and we'll get yourself some free prizes. 4967405 is, of course, the number to call. And prizes this morning, Crevo. We're talking a double pass to go see the Knights take on the Storm this Saturday at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Awesome.
Bit of a Saturday twilight fixture, which of course will be great. Plus, everyone that contributes to the show this week goes in the draw to win a Girls Not Out. Four people, including drinks to see drinks on arrival, sorry, to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel this Friday.
Plus,
oh, bit of a mouthful.
Yeah, you're all right. Plus, of course, producer Scott is going to be the special guest. He'll be there getting his rig out.
The new hottest shot. Hottest shot of them all, producer
that's right,
Scott.
That's what I heard. So if you want to win that, go off to see the Knights and then perhaps, you know, you can go to the Hot Shots as well, or send your partner or wife or whatever. 4967-4105. A chance at double prizes here.
And that's it. And, of course, the Knights in form at the moment.
Oh.
You want to see them. You want to cheer them into, I mean, potentially a finals berth.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Oh, be unreal.
And you were there as part of history.
How good's that?
I know. 4967-4105 to play Three of a Kind. Up next here on 105.3 New FM as you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo.
New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, let's get it. Come on. Time to give away some prizes for your Tuesday morning, of course. Early bird gets the worm. And if you are up and about, of course, we play this segment every morning. It's called Three of a Kind. What you got to do? Got to decipher the linking word between three items we give you.
Figure out the theme, basically.
Yeah, pretty easy. We make it nice and simple for the early morning start.
That's right. And prizes we do have. You can go off to see the Knights,
yeah,
which will be fantastic.
Knights taking on the Storm. A bit of a like twilight fixture, Saturday night, McDonald Jones Stadium. The sun will be setting as the games kick it off. It'll be very nice, of course. And the Knights in form.
Two words for you. Lovely jubbly.
Lovely jubbly indeed. Plus, of course, everyone that contributes to the show this week goes in the draw to win a Girls Night Out. Four people, including drink on arrival, to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel Friday, July 21, which is, of course, this Friday. Get your tickets now from Eventbrite. Shall we meet the people competing for these tickets this morning, Craig?
Why wait any longer? Here we go. We've got Katila, first of all, in Newcastle. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh, fantastic. Ready to go. Now, of course, you are our runner-up from yesterday. What sort of training have you done between then and now to get in form?
Not be so nervous.
Yeah, good. That's what...
being on the radio.
Yeah, you got nothing to worry about. Nice and relaxed. That's what I like to hear.
If they pay Crevo to speak on the radio, anyone can do it. That's what I reckon, Katila, so you'll be fine. We'll meet your contestant, of course, as well. We'll go to Karua. We've got Cheryl. Hey, Cheryl.
Hi there.
Now, how are you feeling this morning? Ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Oh, that's lovely. Let's first, before we crack into this game, test the technology, of course. Your name is your buzzer. Let's test. I think you went with Kat yesterday, Kat. Let's test yours.
Yeah.
You got to say it, otherwise we the test Kat. Isn't complete.
Okay.
There we go. That's
lovely.
Good.
Like that. Cheryl, you're next.
Cheryl.
All right, lovely. Technology all working.
Now,
let's get into this.
First to two. Best of three. Stephen, let's start this thing up.
All right, first one. Best luck to both our contestants is tennis, squash, badminton.
Cheryl.
Pat.
Cheryl, quicker there.
Sports. Racket sports.
Yeah, racket sports.
That's what we're after.
Correct. Well done, Cheryl.
Come on, Kat. You got to do better. You were in there, but not quick enough.
All right, so one to Cheryl. Next one is Oakley's, Ray-Bans, Dior.
Cheryl.
Yeah.
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses is correct. Well
That's
done.
That's it.
Clean sweep for Cheryl this morning, of course. Off to go see the Knights on Saturday. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Plus, of course, you're in the draw to go and see the Hot Shots featuring producer Scott with his rig out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
indeed.
Cheryl liked that
Kat, can we get you back again as our runner-up again?
Yeah, I'm always up at this time.
Oh, yeah, well, fantastic.
Okay, so are we.
Same time, same place. See you then. Simple as that. And if you're wanting to play, yeah, just make sure you get involved tomorrow. And you can go up against Kat for the second round.
And Crevo, we're heading to Queensland for this next story, where truth is sometimes stranger than fiction. Because on a beach in Queensland, washed up over the weekend, was, and I kid you not, a mermaid skeleton.
Oh, now, when you say, I kid you not, talk me through this, because what you're implying therein is that there is an actual mermaid skeleton on the beach.
Yeah, there is. There is, in fact, a mermaid skeleton on the beach. So, basically, I'll show you the picture, Crevo, but it's like, it has human elements, right? So, like, there seems to be a human skull on this. It's basically a full skeleton also, by the way, washed up. It's not in pieces or anything. It's basically a full skeleton, which is rare to find.
Hmm.
Anyway, it looks like a human skull. There's elements of, like, a rib cage, limbs, and instead of, like, where your feet would be, a long, bony structure.
Which you're implying is a tail.
Which would be a tail. So I'll show you this picture here. Now, it looks like it could definitely be a mermaid.
Mm-hmm. To me, that just looks like a person with one leg missing.
No, that's silly. It looks like it could be a mermaid.
It's some sort of seal or fish or something, I reckon.
No, there's no fish like that. It does look big as well. It looks like it must
be
at least
human size.
At least a metre and a half.
What you're implying is mermaids exist.
I am implying that because that's what the evidence in front of me is showing. Now, I understand you think it might be a fish or, you know, some sort of sea lion or whatever, but it's got a human skull, Crevo. That looks like a human skull.
Have they done DNA tests on it or anything?
Well, I don't know, not yet. It only happened over the weekend. It'll open over the weekend, you know?
The DNA testing labs are closed on Sundays.
Yeah, that's it. We've got to wait now. You know, they probably didn't test it till Monday. Got to wait for the results. All I'm saying, Crevo.
What, can we expect the result? When can we expect the result?
I don't know. I'm not involved in this process.
Wednesday.
I'm giving you the definitive result right now. Oh, okay. It's a mermaid.
Oh, hey, you know what? They did have a little mermaid movie recently.
Yeah.
Are you saying one of the mermaids has passed away, RIP? Oh,
that would
ballet.
That would be very tragic. All I'm saying, Crevo.
Yeah.
Is don't rule it out. Like, the ocean is such a big and vast, scary place, and all the time we're discovering new fish that we'd, like, never, ever seen before. I just think, you know, there's a chance it could be a mermaid.
I just...
There's all these rumours of mermaids from pirates back in the day.
Who notoriously drank a lot of rum. That's all they're known for, rum and seeing mermaids.
When there's smoke, there's fire. These rumours got to be based on even, like, a smidge of truth.
If they're smoking, that's what they might see.
Oh, no. You are such a bar humbug, aren't you? Why can't you just open your mind and your heart to the idea that there's more out there?
Oh, please, give it up. Let's
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, and don't forget, $450 is back for Trivia Check just after 7 o'clock. You answer one trivia question correctly, money's yours.
How easy is that?
Yes.
$450 as well? Don't
simple
mind
trade.
If you do.
Yep. Easy as that.
Like you said, of course, that's coming up after 7. Next, though, Crevo, we're tackling maybe the biggest debate we've ever tried to tackle on this show. I mean, this is a juggernaut debate, and we need the people of Newcastle to help us settle it.
Well, you and I cannot figure this out ourselves. It's got to be sorted once and for all with your help.
So have that phone ready, 4967405, because we're going to need your help to, like we said, sort out this battle of the ages. Now, Crevo, start the car, because we're taking a trip down to South Newcastle, I suppose, some little town called Sydney, where McDonald's are opening their first ever fry-through. Now, this is what they've dubbed a new restaurant, which they've opened in, like, Darling Harbour area, which is... chips, like a fry-specific McDonald's restaurant. So all you can order in there is fries. No burgers, no nuggets, nothing like that. All you can get is fries.
Are they open, like, 24/7?
So at the moment, they're open in, like, collaboration with the Women's World Cup. Oh, the soccer, of course, okay, which is starting on Thursday.
Yep.
So the restaurant will open on Thursday as well, in line with the first game. And it's meant to be, I guess, there for punters to enjoy chips to or from the games or wherever they're going to experience the magic that is a World Cup.
Kind of interesting idea. I don't know about the whole... I'm a bit unsure, but, you know, I guess if they've figured it all out.
Well, I think a lot of the times you go to a restaurant, right, and you go in and there's like 400 menus on the 400 items on the menu.
Bewildering.
And you're like, what's your specialty? What's the best thing on here?
Yeah.
If all you're doing is fries, you expect them to be pretty good, and you'd expect to not be waiting too long for your meal, because they know exactly what the next order
that's
is
right.
coming in.
It's fries.
They just keep making fries, keep pumping them out. I think it's quite a smart idea.
I agree with that. Yeah, it's cool.
What my thought process was, though, is a concept this genius wasted on McDonald's fries.
What do you mean by that?
That's what I think. Like, I just think, even if you stay in the fry game, and the fast food fry game specifically, McDonald's aren't the best at it.
That I agree with.
Like, imagine if this was done, but with, like, Red Rooster. Oh.
KFC.
You reckon KFC have a Red Rooster?
Yeah, definitely. The salt is so much better. Like, I don't know what's in it. Probably something unhealthy, but it's so good.
Oh, well, salt inherently is not very healthy. But when you go to KFC,
yeah.
you have to ask for more salt, I reckon.
No, you don't.
It's never perfectly salted.
Well, you like too much salt, in my opinion. KFC is the best of the general, like, I guess, fast food giant chips.
I think Red Rooster is superior, but because we're, you know, loggerheads here, we thought, let's, you know, if they were to bring something like this to Newcastle, what do we want? What is the superior fast food fry?
I think the best thing here to do is, as well, is open your mind, because if they did that, like a fry-specific restaurant, they're going to be the best version of that that you can imagine.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So imagine, like, the best time you had KFC chips. They were so good, right?
Yeah, okay. So we're not talking
fresh out the fryer. It's going to be awesome.
Right. We're talking about the peak of this chip, not the consistency of the chip. Right, okay. I'm still going with Rooter.
You reckon they're the best of all time?
I do love KFC.
What is your argument that Red Rooster chips are better than KFC?
What's your argument that KFC is better than Red Rooster?
Okay, length, crispiness, saltiness, and also, like, I don't know, just they're just
they're all the describing
taste.
Words of chips. I could say the exact same thing about Rooter.
No, you couldn't.
I could. Anyway, obviously we're debating in studio, and Krimo's trying to manipulate the words here. 4967405. What is the superior fast food fry? Now, of course, you can get in touch with us always on Instagram as well, at the Novos _. We've put the big four there, really. So
that's,
like,
what we want to know.
McDonald's, KFC, Red Rooster, Hungry Jack's. But I'm open to other suggestions.
Okay, 4967405. If we get a fries restaurant in Newcastle, which one of those should it be?
And, of course, for getting your opinion on the air today, you can win yourself best callers today, of course, going to the Knights on Saturday evening, well, afternoon/evening, against Storm, which would be a great game, of course, at McDonald Jones Stadium, plus everyone that contributes to the show in the draw to go see the Sydney Hotshots this Friday.
With producer Scott. You get to see him there as well.
Getting the rig out. 4967405. Real easy one for you Tuesday morning. What is the superior fast food chip?
It's got to be KFC.
You're wrong.
And we're in for a bit of a debate here around which is the best fast food chips.
Yeah, that's it. It really is a juggernaut debate. I mean, they don't get much bigger than this, of course. This is, I would say, the pinnacle of all debates. Maybe the great Australian debate.
You are right on the side saying that the Red Rooster chips are the best, which, I don't know. For me, it's got to be KFC every time.
Do you genuinely think?
Yeah, the saltiness level and, I guess, the texture, for me, they're just the number one of all time.
Well, this comes about, of course, after it was announced that McDonald's are going to start, like, a fry-through for the start of the Women's World Cup, which is starting on Thursday. So they're doing a fry-specific store. And I thought, well, both you and I agreed that while this is a good idea, maybe waste on McDonald's. There's got to be better options out there.
Yeah.
So we opened it up to the people of Newcastle, of course. You can get in touch always on our Instagram, at the Novos _, where we've had a few passionate responses so far, mostly for Red Rooster, sorry.
Yeah. Now, yeah, so you've got quite a bit of support at this time, but I guess let's go to the phones and see what the people are thinking on this whole situation. First, we'll start in Bolton Point. Gary, how you doing?
Good morning, how are you?
Very good. Now, what are your thoughts on this? What's the best fast food chip?
I would have to say McDonald's. I love it since I was a kid.
So you're a Macca's all the way supporter?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, there we go. So we've got one for Team Macca's. He'd be loving the fry through down there.
Yeah, he'd be smashing it, wouldn't he, old Gary? All right.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's head next to Westwell Zen, where we've got Corey. Hey, Corey.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Very well, mate. How's yourself?
Yeah, not bad.
Now tell us, what's the ultimate fast food fry?
You're all wrong. It's grilled.
Grilled, you reckon?
Grilled? Nah, that's a rogue answer.
Get him off. Get him off the phone.
He's off. He's done.
We allow lots of slide on this show.
But not that.
But that's ridiculous.
Out of control. Let's go to Maitland up next. Hayden, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Very good. Now, what's the best fast food chip?
Mate, I reckon it's got to be Hungry Jack's. They're always fresh. They're always crunchy.
Hungry Jack's. Okay, I think that's the first vote for it. What is it? Also a flavour thing, or is it just the crunch factor?
Mate, it's the crunch and the flavour. There's everything you want in the chip.
There you go. Big Hungry Jack's advocate. Of course, this debate will rage throughout the day, of course, so you can check it out on our Instagram, @Novus_, where we've got the poll up there. And we'll leave a suggestion on the New FM Facebook page as
Whatever you like. That's right. And by the end, we'll sort this out by the end of the show.
Well, that's, over the next 24 hours, this discourse can continue and people will, we can rage war here.
Decide this once and for all.
And then we'll finally have the answer we're looking for.
New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
How does $450 sound for your Tuesday?
Sounds all right.
Yeah, pretty decent. All you got to do is answer one trivia question correctly and you get it.
And we do this every morning as well. Same time, same place. So if you're new to the show, where on earth have you been? You've been missing out on the chance to win free money every single morning.
So this is what you got to do. Call up now. 4967 4105, as Stephen said, if you're new. Answer one trivia question correctly and the cash is all yours. We just go, here you go. Just hand it over. Simple as that.
And if you missed it, of course, like you said, just one more time for dramatic effect. $450 if you don't mind.
4967 4105. If you want to get yourself $450 just for answering one trivia question correctly.
Now, Cremo, there's not much better in this world than watching karma come into fruition, right? Seeing someone do a bad thing and instantly, I guess, get punished for said action.
Instant karma.
And when I was at Waratah Village yesterday, I saw a perfect case of instant karma, which I want to share with you.
Excellent. We'll do that next. Now, though,
let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, here we go. For $450, all you need to do is answer one trivia question correctly.
Yeah, it doesn't get much easier than that, does it?
Probably like, maybe 4 minutes work total from the time you call up to the time you answer. You get $450. I mean, not even the people working in the mines are on that kind of money.
Yeah, let's not make them wait anymore, hey? They're already earning, a good yakka per money. Let's try and keep that value up and about. Let's meet our contestant this morning. Going to Newey, we've got Matthew on the line. Hey, Matthew.
Hey.
Mate, how you feeling? You're confident for Trivia Check this morning?
Sort of.
Oh, sort of.
That doesn't butter many parsnips for me, mate. That's not thought a bit.
Should we get someone else on then? No, we'll give Matthew a go.
All right, Matthew, you got one question.
Stephen wants his parsnip buttered.
That's it, of course. One question, $450 up for grabs. You got a 5-second timer as well. Are you ready, Matthew?
Yep.
All right, best of luck, mate. Your question this morning is, what is the world's fastest moving snake?
A boa.
Is it a constricted boa? Oh, no! Unfortunately not.
We're looking for the black mamba. Apparently moves up to 23 kilometres an hour. That is rapid.
Yep, Oh, absolutely thrilling chat from Matt. You know, what can I say?
Well, unfortunately, while Matt hasn't taken out the chockies this morning, though, it does jackpot tomorrow, $475 for your hump day. Same time, same place.
I reckon you and Matthew could have your own show. The chemistry is absolutely amazing between you two.
And, Crevo, one of life's real luxuries, real delicacies, is seeing a bit of instant karma in action.
Oh, it's the best. It's, you know, when you see somebody say, pull into a parking space that isn't them, theirs, and then they bump their front bumper or something.
Exactly. You think someone's got a bad thing, and the universe goes, nut, 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 gives them a little slap on the wrist and lets them
know.
Yeah, lets them know you've been a bit of a naughty boy. So I saw a bit of instant karma in action yesterday when I was doing my shop at Waratah Village.
Oh, lovely.
So I was at the Coles there, and I was coming out of, like, the like freezer aisle, which is down the end.
Sure.
I had just, like, some frozen berries for me smoothie, just picking up, you know, my odd bits and bobs for my shop.
The essentials.
And as I was walking past, there's a gentleman there near, like, the little pay and weigh area.
Oh, is that where they have, like, all the nuts and whatnot?
Traditionally, yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know, your little snacks and stuff like that. So there's a gentleman walking past the pay and weigh, and as he's walking past, he's got his trolley. Opens it up, grabs a handful, shoves it straight in his mouth, right?
And naughty, thinking, naughty boy.
You're trying the product before. He's not even, no intention of buying it. He wasn't even weighing any up.
Nah, it's just try before you try.
Well, he's done a drive-by. Basically, he's done a drive-by.
So opened naughty.
It up, grabbed a handful, quickly shoved it in his mouth, and he's going through. And I see him pull up instantly. Oh, it must be only, you know, 2 metres from where he grabbed it. So he pulled up pretty quick.
So maybe he wants to go back and buy some, or
turn back around. He's had a look. His face has dropped. He's grabbed. He's put his head in the dog food section, the dog treats. He hasn't noticed. Put a mouthful of dog treats in his mouth, and obviously he's been left with quite a sour taste in his mouth.
Oh my god!
He could have grabbed any of them. He could have grabbed, you know, any item in there. And you're right. Normally you get, like, maybe, like, if you're lucky, there's a little Turkish
nut.
Delights in there, or yeah, mixed nut, dried fruit. He's grabbed the dog treats and he's done himself a big disservice.
Because now there's one at the Mayfield, I know, that's all dog treats on one whole wall.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So
he's grabbed that, he's gone for something in there instead.
That's exactly what he's done. He's thought it's like the regular pain way. It's the pet pain way or whatever it is.
Oh.
And he's ended up with a mouthful of dog treats. And to be fair, they do look quite aesthetic as you walk past.
They're sure.
Like, they look appealing.
That's why they've made it like that, so that it looks better, you know, and you buy them for your pet.
Well, that's it. You want to give your pet something that's nice, but probably,
you don't want to eat it.
You probably don't want to eat it. You probably don't want to eat it yourself, so.
I don't think Schmackos taste like jerky. They look the same, but they do not taste the same.
Lesson learnt for that man, though. I don't think he'd be doing it any time again.
Instant karma right here locally in Newcastle.
Stay Port Stephens. Holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstevens.com.au. The Novos. Winter Escape.
Yeah, of course, we're giving away this chance. Make sure you head to newfm.com.au. It's like a Hampton-style beach house. Oh, I mean, short stroll from the beach. And you and up to 7 other people, 8 people in total.
Very
that's
easy.
That's a bit of a party, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. And easy to win, just register newfm.com.au, click on the win page, look for the house, click on that, and you're done.
Bosh, that's it. We'll get your details in, and of course, throughout the week, this week and next week, I believe, we're giving away this stay. So, well, one stay each week, I should say.
Yeah, that's right.
So make sure you're listening, because you never know when your chance will come to get your hands on this getaway.
More local winners.
More local winners than anyone else. Of course, like we said one last time, head to newfm.com.au, the magic place to get your mitts on this winter escape.
That it is. Now, up next, a little bit of a dilemma that you've had whilst on a journey south of Newcastle to Sydney.
Yeah, I feel like maybe a bit of a bad person. I don't know. I need to get some clarification on this situation. And for those that maybe missed yesterday's show, I was in Sydney for the weekend and had a bit of drama re public transport. So I caught the train to and from Sydney. And most of my dramas revolved around the leg back to Newcastle and were mainly centred around the train being very full on the way back.
It's nothing worse than you get on a train, you've got a couple of hours journey, and you can't think that thing is packed.
Yeah, packed full of people, not many spare seats knocking about. And I feel like maybe a bit of a bad person here, Creevo. I kind of want to gauge your reaction
all right.
on this.
All right.
So most people, as you know, when you fill out the train, you sit on a row to yourself. You don't sit next to other people. You go like, where's the free row? You try and find the free row. A lot of people prefer to stand rather than sit next to someone else, right? Like it.
Yeah, I know, especially if they don't have really, like if they've got a shorter journey.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to sit, like, touching up against someone if you can avoid it.
But, of course, for a long journey, like Sydney to Newcastle, you probably want to sit for a bit. Like,
you got to rest the dogs.
So, anyway, the train was filling up. I was sitting there, no dramas. And I had, like, I was in a little two-seater row.
Yeah.
So I was sitting on the window. I had my bag on the seat on the aisle. Right. So my bag's okay. Sitting up on the seat.
Yeah.
Anyway, the train's starting to fill up. I'm thinking, this is danger here.
Was it a big bag or a
massive
small bag?
Massive bag. Well, I say massive bag. Like, a really big bag. Like
big bag.
Like, sports duffel bag type.
Yeah, big bag for a good weekend.
Yeah, well, that's it. And I had, like, all my laptop and chargers and stuff for work in there as well. So it was, like, filled. It was heavy. It would have been easily 5-10 kilos.
Okay.
So a big bag.
Yeah.
Anyway, sitting on the seat next to me, and this lady comes up, and she nudges me and goes, oh, can you please move your bag down? I want to sit here. Now, I tried to explain to her the bag's too big, that both of us aren't going to fit in this seat. Because even if I put the bag on the ground, it's too long that it would take up the foot room for both myself and the person sitting next to me.
So you're both going to be uncomfortable.
So an uncomfortable journey for both of us. So I wasn't trying to be rude. Maybe I did come across a bit bluntly because, you know, I had my music on. I wasn't expecting the question. My main thought process, though, was maybe she should ask someone else who didn't have a bag with them, because it'd be a more comfortable journey for not only herself, but selfishly myself.
Yeah, yeah.
But it got me thinking, am I a bad person? Does your bag get a seat on the train?
It sure doesn't.
I don't reckon?
What? You also want to put your feet on the seats, crack open a can of tomato tuna, and crank your loud music?
That's simply not true.
If you think your bag gets its own seat.
Order in the court.
If you think your bag gets its own seat, you're kidding yourself. That's one of the worst behaviours on public transport.
But it's a massive bag. Like, there's really not room for the two of us in this seat anyway.
What happened? So you did move it.
Moved it down and then we both did the old little, like, knee-up squat. Like, but her legs were on my bag. Her feet were resting on my bag.
Yeah, and so it should be.
That's not right.
So you think that because you've brought a bag along, she doesn't get a seat?
I don't know.
Not fair.
I know it's not fair, but life's not fair. And I was on the train first, you know?
That's
how the cookie crumbles.
No, that's outrageous.
I wasn't saying she's not allowed to have a seat. I was just saying maybe sit next to someone else where there's going to be a bit more room.
Your bag does not get its own. Unless you buy two tickets, then maybe.
Well, I can't tag on twice with my Opal card.
Well,
I can only tag on once.
4967. Well, you should have tagged on twice.
Doesn't work like that.
Bring two credit cards and pay twice.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
4967-4105. Does your bag get a seat? That's what Stephen's asking.
It was a big bag, of course, for sharing your thoughts on the radio today, of course. You can get yourself a double pass to see the Knights taking on the Storm Saturday arvo/evening at McDonald Jones Stadium. Knights in form as well. You want to get them. Plus, everyone that contributes to the show this week goes in the draw to win a girls' night out for this Friday, Sydney Hot Shots at Mayfield Hotel. You don't want to miss that.
Well, you get to see producer Scott with his rig out as well, which is an added bonus.
Just call for that. 4967-4105. Does your bag get a seat on the train? We'll get your calls on the air next.
New FM.
And a bit of a social dilemma, because I feel, although I don't think I should, I feel a little bit like a bad person. Basically, the crux of the story for those just joining us. No, I don't think I should. I was coming back from Sydney, back to Newcastle, of course. Hopped on the train, was a really busy train, had a massive bag with me. All my clothes for the weekend, all my work gear as well, laptops, chargers, all that good stuff.
Mm.
My headphones, everything in there. And a lady tapped me on the shoulder and asked if she could move my bag, which was sat next to me, so she could take that seat. I informed her maybe she'd be better off looking elsewhere to someone that didn't have such a massive bag, because the bag was taking up that much room. It'd be uncomfortable for both of us.
I've got one thing to say for you.
You are wrong.
Simple as that. You may as well crack open an 10 egg salad sandwiches, put your feet on your seat, and like play music, rap music on your Yui Boom.
This is hearsay. I had my headphones on, very respectful. Wasn't eating on the train.
Please.
You weren't there. When was the last time you got a train, Crevo?
It's been a while.
Yeah, so you don't know the etiquette. You don't have your finger on the pulse anymore. You're out of touch.
Are you telling me since I last took a train, it's now fine to take two seats with your bags? Ridiculous.
I'm just saying, maybe, times have changed. Maybe you got to grow with it. Maybe it's a dog-eat-dog world. If you're not first, you're last.
Let's go to Cessnock up first. Morning, Colin. How are you?
Morning, guys. There's a couple of things going on here.
Oh, dear.
First of all, busy train. You got 2 feet in the heartbeat. You and your bag can stand near the door.
Stand up. That's right.
It's a long trek, My legs get sore.
Why aren't you offering your seat to a lady anyway?
Yeah, good point. Chivalry's dead, isn't it, Colin?
Well, apparently so.
Yeah, absolutely outrageous. Colin in Cessnock gets it.
It's all equal till I take a seat, eh? That's what I reckon.
Oh, give it up.
All right, we'll go Belmont next. Sarah on the line. Hey, Sarah.
How you going?
Very well. Now tell us, what is your opinion on this?
Definitely with Colin. I don't even know where to start. I just travelled from Sydney to Newcastle with 2 children and we had bags and stuff and the train was full, so we moved for the old ladies and the old men who can sit down and take their seat because we're young enough to stand up.
Thank you.
Oh, you're a better person than me, clearly, Sarah. Clearly a better person than I.
Certainly. This is outrageous. I can't even believe we're having this discussion, but we are. Let's go to Boorugal up next. Good morning, Adonis.
Hey, what's up, Crevo? How you feeling?
Very good, man. Now tell us, how wrong is Stephen here?
He wildin'. He all the way wildin'. He straight wildin'. He looking for problems. You see, in this world, you shouldn't really look for problems, but he's going out looking for problems, and he's going to find it. It's going to be some tough lady or some weird, stubborn dude or some youngin'. Somebody going to answer your problem you're looking for, because you only pay for one ticket, and you're taking up two. You're looking for problems. You got to stop, Steve.
We go. All right. So 100% of callers saying you are, and I'm going to do it one more time. Here we go.
You are wrong, wrong, wrong.
Oh, dear. I'm hiding for nothing here, aren't I? No support at all.
Turn up the oven. We're putting Stephen in for a roasting.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
And Crevo, yesterday went to the GR. To watch the Jets take on Melbourne.
Lovely.
To qualify for the FFA Cup, basically. Yeah. They won in penalties, which is great. But I went with a mate of mine, Reese, it's his birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
So happy birthday to him. Obviously, we went for a couple of drinks and watched the game yesterday. A little bit of an early celebration, I suppose.
Sure.
And you're in your birthday celebrations when you're wearing Uggies to the pub. And he's got the full Ugg boots on, trackies, hoodie on.
Really?
He's living life. He's enjoying it.
Ugg boots to the pub?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I think the pub is about as a classy establishment that you can take Uggs to. Like, anything that's flashier than a pub, Uggs out of the question. But I reckon I'm all for Uggs at the pub.
Really? I think that you can't leave the house with them.
You don't reckon?
Nah.
Comfort first, especially at the pub, especially at the local.
All right. Well, I feel like that's a chat for another day.
Anyway, happy birthday to Reece, of course. I hope he's having a great day.
Indeed.
Up next, though, Crevo.
Happy birthday, indeed.
We're starting a brand new game. I want to test producer Scott. If you guys might have seen it on TikTok, it's called Wavelength.
Oh, this is awesome, yeah.
And it's a bit of like, I guess you use questions to deduct and decipher a number from, I guess that me and you will choose for Scott. Anyway, I'll explain it better up next, but brand new game which you guys can play along at home with. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
All right, we'll do that on the NX as you wake up with The Novo. Stephen and Crevo here at New FM. What's the Goss coming up next with producer Scott? What's on the way?
Look, a 90s icon, Gents, has had her first baby.
Oh, exciting.
Very exciting news. We'll talk about it shortly.
That it is. In the meantime, though, we'll keep you here, producer Scott, because what we're actually going to do is get you to play a game of Wavelength. Now, if you haven't heard of Wavelength, it's all over TikTok at the moment.
It is, yeah.
But I'm going to explain what it is. Basically, we'll have a secret number that you, producer Scott, will not know what it is.
Yep.
You get then 4 questions to ask Stephen and myself to figure out what that number is. So, what we're going to do now is send you off into the cone of silence.
Yeah, of course. So this number is between 1 and 10.
Yeah, that's right.
Also. And questions, we're not going to let you ask questions like odd or even, high or lower, stuff like that. You need to use kind of like pop culture references, general knowledge to decipher your way through it.
That's right. You'll be guessing, well, you'll be getting like a rating from us, or you'll be figuring out what you think those are and then using that to try and guess our magic secret number.
Okay.
So we'll send you off now into the cone of silence and we'll get you, basically get him to put on a different set of headphones
so
where
he can't hear.
Listening to music. Away you go.
All right, so producer Scott in the cone of silence.
He's now gone.
He can't hear us. So we need to pick a number between 1 and 10, Crevo.
Yeah.
Have you thought of anything? Have you given this any pre-thought?
Yeah, I want to use 2.
All right, we're using number 2.
Okay, so we'll bring him back in now. All right, producer Scott, welcome back.
Hello?
Yes, we've got you back.
All right, correct headphones back on. Now, you don't know what the number is, Scott?
No idea.
All right, Crevo and I do, however. The listeners do. We need you to ask us now 4 questions to try and decipher what this number is. Obviously, remembering it's between 1 and 10.
All right, so Crevo, I'm going to start with you. First one to Crevo.
Mm-hmm.
A movie franchise.
Okay, I'm going to say Saw.
Ooh, all right. I reckon that's going to be probably about a 5 on the Crevo scale. Stephen, going to you next. Scale for fast food. Restaurants.
Fast food? What am I going to go for fast food? Let's go Pizza Hut.
Oh, okay. I know you're a big fan of KFC, and KFC and Pizza Hut are not alike, so I'm thinking down towards maybe a 3, maybe a 4. Crevo, to you, a chocolate brand.
A chocolate brand?
Or a chocolate type.
Type would be easier.
Okay, type.
Type, I'm going to say Curly Whirly.
Oh, okay, I'm thinking it's a low number. It's definitely, I'm thinking 4, 3, maybe even a 2 here. And Stephen, final question. A Simpsons character.
A Simpsons character. Let's go the Crazy Cat Lady.
Oh, so she's not relevant at all. Not relevant at all. Thinking it's...
All right, it's time to guess, right? All right. I'm going to give you the length of time that a drum roll takes, and then at the end we'll need your number, okay? Here we go. Here we go.
I'm going with 3, gents.
3? I mean, very close, but not it.
What was it? It was 2.
We went with 2.
You're only 1 off.
You're pretty close, though. You know us pretty well.
That's what I was. I was like, it's either a 2 or a 3. The moment Steve said Pizza Hut, I was like, yeah, nah. He doesn't take me as a big pizza bloke. Well, he's a gourmet pizza guy and not a
round of the open wicket. We need justice for Curly Whirly's butt. You blokes don't rate Curly Whirly's?
Ew, no.
Nope,
Worst of all time.
Used to be like 80 cents at the tuck shop when you went like play junior footy and stuff.
You're showing your age there, Steven.
And appropriately priced. It's got to be cheap because it's no good.
Oh, there you go. Scott, 1 off, unfortunately, but a bit of fun.
Yeah.
I reckon something maybe we test you next week.
Or okay, all right. We'll give it a go then. So you wake up with the Novos here on UFM.
The Novos. What's the goss? UFM.
All right, producer Scott, what have you got for us?
Gents, huge news breaking this morning. Announced on her Instagram page, Mean Girl star Lindsay Lohan is officially a mum.
Oh, wow, congratulations.
That's huge, a bit of fun.
Huge news for Lindsay Lohan. She's 37, first-time mum.
Wow.
Very, very, very well known for The Parent Trap, of course. What a great movie.
Of course. Well, that's the big question. Has she had twins?
No.
Imagine, because then you get Parent Trap 2, and you get to actually have both the twins in there.
That would have been amazing.
Can you imagine a Parent Trap 2 with just the Lohan family? Like, that would be great.
I'm in for it.
She's definitely switched up her life, hasn't she?
Oh, 100%. She went through a bit of a rough patch there, but has come out the other side. The new baby's name is Luai.
Luai?
Yes.
Okay.
So,
now, is that a boy or a girl?
Boy. Okay. Born in Dubai. Didn't say initially. Born in Dubai. The exact birth date is not known, but the announcement has been made public. Luai is an Arabic name. It means shield or protector.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
It's a bit of fun. Is she living over there or what?
Yeah, it seems like it that they're in Dubai and that the couple lives there and that's where they're staying for a little while.
I reckon sometimes as well, when you pick a unique name, You can kind of like walk that tightrope between like it's unique and cool, and it's unique and daggy.
Yeah,
and
that's very true.
And I think Luai
is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's unique and cool. I'm giving it the tick of approval.
Yes. All right, Stephen approves.
She's doing very well, and by all accounts, everything seems all hunky-dory, and her Instagram post is drawing attention from celebs right across the globe. Amanda Seyfried, who was in Mean Girls with her, has commented about the wonderful news. So has Paris Hilton welcoming her to the Mummy Club. So, real happy vibes for Lindsay Lohan and the fam.
There you go. She switched up her life.
And yeah, you're right. Not often do you hear good news about those child stars. They normally have a bit of a troubled life after they get in the limelight so young.
Off the rails, Lindsay Lohan wouldn't have thought so.
Yeah, well, Lindsay cleaned it all up. So, good on her. There you go.
UFM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast. The Novos.
Oh, so yesterday, Stephen, last night for dinner, thought, well, let's treat ourselves for a little Thai food, right?
Oh, yum.
Went out to a place called Bangkok Nights on Beaumont Street.
Uh-huh.
And if you want the like, best Thai food in Newcastle, I'm putting it out there, that's what it is.
You reckon? Number one, clear?
It's very authentic. Like, good chili level. You know, the drinks are really good. It's just awesome. I had this, like, pork knuckle stew type of thing.
Oh, yum.
Had this, like, zesty dressing that went on top of it. It was awesome. Food, very good. So if you're looking for a nice Thai meal, highly recommend it.
I'm learning the longer I'm here that Newcastle is a bit of a hub for foodies.
It is.
There actually is some real hidden gems in town, hey?
Yeah, coming from over, like, small town like Perth to the big city, you get heaps more options and you'll absolutely love it.
Well, I have to try them all out. Up next, though, we're talking about less adventurous eaters than you and I. Perhaps a chance to dob in the, let's call them, safe eaters in your house.
All right, we'll chat more about that in just a minute as you wake up with the Novos here on New FM.
Crevo, it's time to rant and rave, I suppose, dob in yourself, your loved ones, in perhaps exchange for some Knights tickets, which are up for grabs this morning.
And they're good ones too, right? The Gold Reserve.
Andrew Johnstone.
Yeah.
We're playing against Melbourne on Saturday evening, I believe. I think it's a 5:30 kickoff.
Sweet.
So 4967405 is, of course, the number to get your hands on that. What you need to do, though, is dob in a safe eater. You and I yesterday were talking. I've said safe eater because it's probably the most nice way, most diplomatic way to say
picky.
Picky eater, yeah. Because you and I were talking yesterday after the show behind the scenes. I was talking about how excited I am to try out all these new restaurants. Well, try out all sorts of different restaurants in Newcastle where my girlfriend Siobhan moves here.
Yeah.
Because her being here, you know, a great excuse to go on date night.
Sure.
And date night is a great way to experience the great food culture that Newcastle has to offer.
You're spoiled now in the big city.
Well, there's just like, it is a bit of a foodie's paradise, I think, Newcastle.
It's amazing, really.
I was just talking about how growing up, we used to go kind of to the same restaurants a lot as kids. We didn't really venture out much as a family.
Yeah.
We did occasionally, but we did have those almost like blanket restaurants, your little safety blanket, where we felt comfortable.
Everyone knows what they're going to get. They go in there and, you know, jobs are good.
And that's fine. There is something to be said for people who enjoy a comfortable lifestyle.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's so much in this world that you want to go out and try an adventure.
Try new things.
That you think, oh my God, how are these people missing out? The example that came to mind when we were talking about it yesterday was, of course, me and my family, when we were younger, must have been 15 years ago or something like that, went to Singapore for a family holiday.
Yeah.
Now, Singapore has got to be famous for some of the most beautiful food in the whole globe.
Yeah, that is their culture, is food. They love it so much. That's all they focus on, really.
So while we were there, I was trying all these different like soups and noodle dishes and all these different cuisines.
Exotic.
And I reckon my brother probably had about 6 margarita pizzas in about as many days. Maybe less days. Now, he was young. He's grown out of it a little bit. But he always has kind of been a safe eater.
Is very safe. Yeah.
So I want to know, 4967405, who's the safe eater in your house? And what's their, I guess, what's a good example of their safety meal?
That what do they always eat? Meal. Yeah, 4967-4105. You can get yourself the night stickers. Just dob in the safe eater in your life.
Plus, but wait, there's more. For like a steak knife salesman. Everyone that contributes to the show this week goes in the draw to win a girls' night out. Four people, including a drink on arrival, to see the Sydney Hotshots at Mayfield Hotel this Friday night. So you can get your tickets now from Eventbrite or win them on us. 4967-4105. Who's the safe eater? The picky eater. For lack of a better word, in your house, I'll dump them in and we'll get your stories on the air on the other side of this.
New FM. And we're talking here fussy eaters, basically.
Yeah, we're throwing the spotlight over them. A chance, I guess, for you to dob them in.
Vent a little bit.
Because this comes after you and I were talking about, I guess, the exciting opportunity that I get with my partner coming here to try all these exciting new foods and restaurants that we didn't get to experience in Perth.
That's right.
I talked about last time I went to Singapore years ago and how some members of my family were less adventurous than others.
Right. One of my best mates, actually, his family, when you went there for dinner, the most adventurous you'd get would be like apricot chicken.
Oh, not even a good meal anyway.
Not even a good meal with overcooked rice. I'll be right, thanks. I'm not feeling that hungry tonight all of a sudden. It was always so bland. That was probably the most colourful food they had as well. Everything was just like beige. Have you gotten the food so beige? Yeah. I don't know. Not a fan.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of gear we're looking for, of course. 4967-4105. Or, of course, you can reach us always on Instagram at @thenovos_, which Jasmine has done. She's dobbed in her partner, who is apparently the safe eater of their relationship, always reaching for the schnitty at pubs, restaurants, etc. Just a fan of the schnitty.
Yeah, okay. Well, I can sort of understand that. But
you get sick of it eventually, though.
Mix it up. Grab yourself a bit of salt and pepper squid once in a while.
Well, I mean, don't push the boundaries too far, but if you're feeling really adventurous, maybe some salt and pepper squid.
All right, let's go to the phones. To Rutherford first. Trish, who's the fussy eater in your family? Who are you dobbing in?
Oh, I'm dobbing in myself, Creva.
Oh, no.
What's your go-to? What's your blanket meal?
Well, I love KFC chips. I love them.
Yeah.
And I love KFC, but I can't eat anything spicy. Like, I can't go into Mexican or Thai or anything because I just don't like spicy food.
How's the Zinger Burger go at KFC? Is that a bit too hot as well?
Yeah, can't do it. Can't even spicy wings or anything. I can't.
Wicked wings? No wicked wings?
No, I can't do it.
No hot and spicy boneless original?
No, I can't do any of it. I just, I can't do spicy food.
Just can't. Fair enough.
Well, there you go. Well, that's, I mean, dobbing yourself in, mate. Very brave person.
Indeed. All right, brave as they come.
All right, let's go next to Fennel Bay. Lewis on the line. Hey, Lewis.
Hey, how are we doing?
Mate, very well. Now tell us, who's the safe or the picky eater in your life?
Yeah, it's myself.
No,
it's myself,
mate. What are we talking? How bad is it?
Well, for 10 years, I only got schnitty at a pub and you can't go past the good old meagering noodles when you're hungry. So
meagering, that's all you eat, pretty much.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I know that's safe.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I guess you know what you know. But I don't know. I'd like a bit more variation, personally.
Well, I thought we were dubbing people in here, but it turns out we're holding an intervention.
Everyone's bringing up for self-confessions.
And you know what? The first step of recognising you have a problem is, you know, admitting that you've got that problem. That's how you fix it.
That's so true. Let's go to Maitland. Good morning, Emma.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Do you want to dob someone in, or is it yourself? What's the situation?
Yeah, I'm dobbing in my brother-in-law.
Okay.
Tell us how bad it is.
So he's the fussiest eater I've ever known. He'll only eat beige food, chips, potatoes, stuff like that.
Yep.
He's from England, so he came over here on a holiday one time and we convinced him to actually eat a fish's eyeball.
Oh!
He ate it.
That seems really, really disgusting.
Not going back
and now
for
he's
it?
Actually a head chef.
He's a head chef?
Yeah, he is now.
How does he taste his own food? Or does he work in like a fish and chip shop?
No, I think he does eat his own food now. He's come a long way.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess if you're from England, there's not many choices there.
And once you've eaten a fish's eyeball, everything else just seems insignificant, doesn't it?
World's your oyster?
Well, if you're part of the bun, there you go.
Look, a lot of fussy eaters out there, it turns out. We've got to give away our Caller of the Day prize as well.
Oh, of course we do. Yeah, we'll have to see the Knights this weekend in form, taking on Storm at McDonald Jones Stadium. It's a 5:30 kickoff, I think, so the sun will be setting just as the game's starting. A bit of a twilight fixture.
Yep.
Let's send, I reckon, Colin from Cessnock off to see the Knights.
Enjoy. That's us done for today, though, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Yeah, hump day. How good?
Phew,
midweek beautiful. Party. I'm feeling up and about.
Excellent. New FM.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.